Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic is the believer's approach to COVID-19 and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Psalms chapter 91 and verse 10. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. In the last 2 months, the entire globe has been hit by a pandemic of enormous proportion. The coronavirus has killed thousands of people around the world and has caused many more to fall seriously ill. Many countries, including mine, are on lockdown and people are asking if this is the end of the world. Last night, I had a chat with two believers that made me ask God in prayer for words for this episode. Please treat this as a believer's guide to practically dealing with the uncertainty and danger of these times. Number one, you must keep on top of fear. With the amount of information being thrown at us, the natural reaction of man is fear. Just as faith comes by hearing, fear also comes by hearing. Hearing the horror stories, listening to the number of new cases every day, and hearing leaders sound so confused about the steps to take to curb this virus will give birth to fear. It is important that while we keep abreast with practical ways to say stay safe, we must also counter every iota of fear with the word of God. Fear is a spirit. You must take it captive. Keep going back to the word. Keep declaring Psalms 91. Keep declaring that despite what you see and hear, the Lord is your shield. Declare that no evil will befall you, nor any plague come near your dwelling. Do not give fear a foothold. It is a destructive spirit that will open you up to danger. Counter fear by soaking yourself and continuously running back to the word of God. Number two, watch your words. I have had believers joke about getting the virus or about the virus continuing indefinitely. What we say as believers matters. You will have to declare the word of God. I'm not talking about just mental assent. There's an interesting portion of Psalms 91 that I want to share with you. It's in verse 2. That verse says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. That verse says, I will say. You need to say. This is a time for us to declare the word of God. You need to actually say and not just think. Number three, as believers, we need to cry for mercy. I have listened to believers and churches pray for only their family and church members. My question is, to what end? What use is it if only your family is saved and others are killed or incapacitated by the virus? Of what use is it if you are safe and the economies of the nations crumble? Where is the love that God has called us to have if we do not care if unbelievers die or suffer? Are we not a people of love? We must stand in our ministry as priests and intercede for the nations of the world. If there is one mystery that will end this plague, I can assure you it will be the mercy of God. If you have not already, please start to cry to God for mercy. Let the mercy of God cause him to intervene and stop this plague. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The healing of the land will happen when we, God's people, cry to him for mercy. Believers, rise up and cry to God for mercy. Unfortunately, my time is up, so we'll just share a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the precious gift of life. We appreciate you, Lord, for all you have done for us. Lord, this morning as believers, we cry to you for mercy. Let your mercy speak for us. Let your mercy speak for the nations of the world. You said if we, your people, will humble ourselves and pray, you will hear and heal. Lord, please put an end to this demonic plague in the name of Jesus. We pray for wisdom for leaders of affected countries, wisdom to do the right thing. We pray for doctors and nurses in the fore of this battle. We ask for your divine protection over them. We pray protection over pregnant women, little babies, elderly people, and people with compromised immune systems and underlying illnesses. Lord, please let your mercy speak. Help us as believers to realize that we are under a covenant of exemption. Let this realization expel welfare and keep us well positioned to intercede for the rest of the world. Take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.